we're holding on top of base on base in the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to go through some of the points of the language of the Mishnah. So the first issue is Kokinuya Nadorim Kenadorim. So this Mishnah, there's a parallel Mishnah to this in the beginning of Tehillas Nozer, which says Kokinuya Naziris Kenaziris. There it just mentions Naziris. It doesn't go through the whole list of Nadorim, Shuas, Haramim, and Naziris. So Mishnah Lagabi Nozer, Deloy Katani Lahula Kulu, Mishnah Lagabi Nadorim, the Katani Lakulu. So why over here does it have the whole list, where it doesn't have it over there in Masechtas Nozer? So Mar says Mishum, the Neder Shua Ksibi Gabi Hadori. There's one pasuk. Hishava Shua, either Neder or Hishava Shua. That's what he saw on our show. He said the Torah puts together Neder and Shua together. So since Tony Tartan, it says the two of them. Once it says Neder, it says Shua together. They go together. Once it mentions Neder and Shua, it says, you know what? Let's mention Haramim and Naziris as well. Where says, okay, if that's true, well, listen, can we Shuyas boss in the Dorim? So the Mishnah says, the order of the Mishnah is the Dorim, and then Haramim and Shuas, and then Naziris. So but if the whole point, the reason why it's saying everything is because the Nadorim and Shuas are together in the same pasuk, you would have expected the order would be Nadorim, Shuas, and then Haramim and Naziris, or something of that sort. Samur says no. I did Tani Nadorim, the Mitzvah Chefse Elvei, that Nadorim is an Isser Chefse, you make the item itself Osir on the person. So Tani Nami Haramim, the Mitzvah Chefse Elvei. Haramim also work that they're putting a Isser on an item, which then affects back to the person. But Lafuke Shuois, the cost of nafshe min hechepsa, but shua is on an action on the person. I will not do something, or I will do something. It's on an action on the person vis-a-vis the item. Okay, so that's why the order is. That's why once we're learning all of them, the we put the dorim and then haramim together, as opposed to shuois immediately after the dorim. Okay. Let's see the Ran.
And what's the difference between Nadar and Haram?
Not so much. Chayrim really is a form of a language which allows you to make a Nadar, but we're not. Since you're not saying the word Nadar, you're saying the word Chayrim. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have a language in the Torah that Chayrim works. We wouldn't know that's such a thing. But cherem is a form of making the item also in yourself. That's basically what it is. Pashas cherem does not work. Even if you hold yesh mila b'kenomus, there's no din of me'ila by cherem. Well, I better restate that. The cherem which go to better kabayas obviously do have me'ila. But the chromosh of Neder, of Isser, don't. Well, then there's kinuyim. There are kinuyim for Haramim. Okay. Let's see the Ran. Maishno gabi in the dorm the tani the kulu klamer ve'ilam set this nozer latana ella kel kinuyin naziris kinaziris. It doesn't say the full list. It just says one. That is shua ksiv gabi dori the ksiv ki yidur neder lashem or yishava shua. So it says them both in the same pasuk. So it mentions both of them. So Mor says, so why not put the shuls right away? The answer is the Dorim and Haramim have something in common. I mean the Tani and the Dorim, the Mitzvah Chepsi, they clamor. Shereser Kikur Lo, Barmer Yechilas Kikur Zeh Alai. The eating of this item is an Isra on me. Lafuke Shua, the Oser, Nafshem in the Chepsa. By Shua, it's not like that. Clamor, Shereser Shua, Shlo Echel Kikur Zeh. So he says, I will not eat. It's talking about an action the person is committing to do or not to do vis-a-vis the item. There's a very clearly different language which is used for neder or shua. So a person would use a language of so he's saying it's on me. Not a language of shua, but a language of that kikur zeh is a lie, shlo oichel kikur zeh, something of that language. So it doesn't work because the more I say, very clear that there's two different languages, two different ways of doing it. That doesn't work. So at the round, Mikalamedik, there's a question. The Tanya Pirkin is out Isser Ha'omer Batara Harei Alai Shloichel Kikur Shloichel Baster. He's saying Harei Alai. He's saying that there is an something which is Aster on me. Then he says Shloichel Baster, which is language of Shua. Ami Yesh Neder Veloshen Shua Daha Shloichel Kamar. So you see a case of neder b'loshen shua. Perakstein shua stein basu nami mashma and masechta shuas. The yeshua b'loshen neder the minin hasim barmer achila mishtein alai shua. So he's saying that the achila of these from these two things, these two kikris, is alai. So he's talking about the achila of the item, which means he's talking about the iser on the item shua. But he's committing to it in the language of Shua. Well, I listen to the netter who come late, Gabi Shua, Alma Mahani. So we see that you can switch to the shardas and it works. Yesh Lerman. Zatiran, it doesn't work. The Hani Lishni Lav Bidafka Nokit Luhu. The more is presenting the language of the Shua, the netter, in those scenarios, it wasn't getting involved in the details of how to say it correctly. The Huda is an Isra Mimatur, Loy also Allah Shwin and Derek Isra Ayadi Hatwasa. The point of what's mentioned over there is Dinam Hatwasa. Shemakalo Dok Velishne, but therefore the language was not precise. It didn't get involved in the language of a netter versus a shua, etc. But Loy Lum of Ventia Blush and Netter come, it has to be that he says in the language of netter. He named the meaning Achila Mishay and Lai Shua, they were over there in Shuas. He didn't say it exactly like that. He's saying, I won't eat them. The Gemara mentioned before a language of Neder, to who Lisha Dafka, that language was precise. The Neder Omar. That was the language of something. This is Dafka the Neder. Amar Nami Achila Mishen Alai Shua V'Lav Dafka. V'Chein Das Reinoch Lanozal. The Rab Ibn Magash was a Hiskamar Rashma. Okay, so the Gemara is not a Raya because the Gemara just said the Gemara was not getting involved. The Gemara had a different point they wanted to bring out, so it didn't get involved in saying the perfect lashon, and you're supposed to fill in the blank that it means correct this into a correct language. Rishalmi iflig by dinner. However, the Rishalmi has machlokas on this issue. The Rabbi Hassan, the Rabbi Yudin, the Rabbi Muna, Sabri ain neder b'loshen shua, ben shua b'loshen neder. So they hold that it doesn't work. But Rabbi Yosi Polagalayu says that it does work. So even though there's a machlokes, we pass him like the Rabbim, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi, and Rabbi Muna, that you cannot say a neder b'loshen shua or vice versa. Abul Ramban Zal Kosim Hilchus Nadorim Shaloi Deleka Leshabushay Hanach Sugya. It's incorrect. Say the Mor is saying a lashon which is imprecise. You can't do that. You can't be mishabish the sugya. Lameimar Deloy Daik Belishnayu. That the Mor wasn't being careful. Alavani Neder Shavu Belashon Shua Shua Belashon Neder Mahani. It does work, but Umiu Lav Meikar Neder Meikar Shua. But if you're talking about the primary language of a Neder Rishua, it's not. Rabbi Masugya, the Neder Rishua, Lo Shavim Belishnayu, because that's clear over here that they're not the same language. So why does it work over there? El Midin Yodis Hu the Mahani. It works based on the rule of Yodis. The Neder Shavim Belishn Shua, Kim and the Piv Aliba Shavim, Lesser. He clearly wants to make something else on himself. Now the gifts should be benetter el atzmai. Abishal Elmer Beloshen Meduktik, even though he didn't say it correctly or precisely, Yad Miyahavi. It ends up being a Yad. Okay, Shua Shomer Shua Kikrazel Lai, given the people live a Shabbat lesser, Achilosim Kikrazel. He clearly wants to make this item Osir, Beshua. Mahanami Din Yad. So that's how the Ramban deals with the question.
What's this Hilchos the Ramban?
So we have in the back of the Masechta, we have the Rif and the Ramban. Ramban wrote Hilchos and Dorim, and print in the back. At least I don't know the more modern versions. The older versions, you have the Rif and the Ramban printed parallel to each other. Ramban wrote Hilchos Kala, he wrote Hilchos Becharis, he wrote Hilchos Nida, he wrote Hilchos Nedarim.
Any reason why those together?
For all we know, maybe he wrote other things also, but that's what we have. I imagine he probably wanted to write in everything. So the back to the Sefer Becharis, you have Hilchos Becharis, the Ramban. Hilchos Nida, the Ramban is printed separately. It's not printed in the Gemara.
Hilchos what? Nida?
Nida. No, Nida. Like, okay. Okay. Something immortal. Tomorrow he goes back and deals with another issue in the language of the Mishnah. Possibly Kinuyin. The Mishnah starts off with Kinuyin, called Kinuyin Nedarim. It says, all the Kinuyim of Nedarim. So it starts talking about Kinuyim, and then it starts explaining Yodis. And furthermore, Yodis Inshi, it forgot Yodis. It didn't mention it about Yodis. So Mora says, no. It didn't talk about Yodis. But the language of the Mishnah was a Chsur Machsura. So the language of the Mishnah should have been the following: called Kinuyim Nedarim Kinedarim, the Yodis Nedarim Kinedarim. Okay. So Mora says that explains that. The Mora said, but still, well, if first Kinuyin Bereisha, it said Kinuyin, then we're not going to make Chsur Machsura Chitani before the first words of the Mishnah. Kol Yodis Nedarim Kinedarim. So So Kinuyim is first, Yodis is second. So explain, but, and then the order is explains Yodis first, and then Kinuyim is the next Mishnah. So why you should explain Kinuyim first. The Mor says, Ahud the Solik Mine, Ahud the Mefarish Bereisha. That which is second is explained first. Kitnan Bibem Alikin, Bamaim Alikin. Emalikin, so it starts, what can you, yes, use for your oil and wicks, and what can you not? And this is what you cannot use. Bimat Taimnin, Bimat Aim Taimnin. Aim Taimnin. What can you use for Hatmona? What's considered something which is not, doesn't add heat, it just maintains heat. What may you not use because it's adding heat? And you cannot use, etc. What types of adornments is a woman allowed to wear and what not? Let's say to Isha, a woman may not use the following. So we have three examples where the Tana explains the second item mentioned first. So that's the derech of the Tana. And where it says, really? Kol hecha de posach lemefarish bereisha. She's telling me that what is mentioned first is not explained first. What about the following? Well, Tana, yesh nechlu manchilin. There's some people which can be yoresh. There's a relationship between two individuals where it can be multi-directional, that this A can be yoresh from B, and A can be manchil, give over his yerusha to B. There's certain people which only get yerusha but do not give yerusha. And then it goes to the ones which go both ways. It mentions the first case. It explains the first case first. Yeshua Taurus of Balayan was certainly a name. We have the Mishnah with the Nirvamis. There's certain women which were permitted to their husbands, but are also to their husband's brother, to the Yavam. So the example over there was to the Koyan. Kayan Hedyat marries a woman, so she's mutter him. Dies, she's also to the brother who's the Kayan Gadol. Matarshia made was first to Berlin. You can have vice versa that they were not really mutter to their husband, but they're mutter to the husband's brother. Bel Matarshia Berlin was first of the man. It says it explains the first case first. Yesh tuna shem and levoina. There's certain menachas which require shemen and levoina, and some which menachas asachem has no din of levoina. Then it explains veil tunas shemen levoina. Yesh tunas agasha vein tunas tenufa tenufa v'la agasha. Some require that you take the mincha to the mizbeach called agasha. And but they don't require tenufa, the waving of it. Tenufa b'lo hagasha, reilu tunas hagasha. Yesh b'chor l'nachla, v'en b'chor l'koyin. You can have somebody who's a b'chor l'nachla, but not b'chor l'koyin. B'chor l'koyin, v'en b'chor l'nachla, v'ezo b'chor l'nachla, v'en b'chor l'koyin. So we have Mishnayos where it says, explains the first case first. So now we don't have any understanding why. It's no longer the obvious derech of the Tana, one way or the other. So we want to know why in our Mishnah did it explain number two first. So the verse says, no, Halim, all these scenarios that you just mentioned, Mishum de Avshi Le Mefarash Ahud the Pasuk Bereish. So the verse says like this, that really the rule is like we said, that you explain number two first. All these cases that you've just mentioned, number one is a long list, and therefore we explain it first. It's an exception. Okay, Boris is going to challenge that, but let's see the rod. Avsha is a lot. Avsha is a lot. Stuck the Ran. So holding in the Ran, in the medium sized lines, second to last medium sized line. Pasuk Bekinuyin, Vesu Yodis, nearly Dachi Birusha. Varai Tana Bekinuyin Pasuk. Clearly he's starting with Kinuyin. The Philly Yamart, the Mesis and Mixer up, even if you would use that, imply the rule of Mixer up, Lo Mixer Aresha, you don't leave off the first words. You don't leave out the first thought. You might start a thought and then not finish it. So the same thing is true by the Tana also. So we're forced to say Kinuyin is number one. So even if Yonis had been mentioned in the Mishnah, you still should explain Kinuyin first. Vesu Yadis in Shinu. The word in Shinu means shach, and you forgot the Yadis. Shreilo Hizkir and Tchilo Keli Shefarash Yisod. It wasn't meant. Like you said, like forgot to mention it. Taras Kusher Basraisa. So it answers the first, second question. First, Kamar Ari Bahayim. It didn't mention it. Karach Sur Maxarot. And then the Mora says the vifresh can be reisha. Klamer alva gabla terat the kusher besraisa. You answer the second question. Milka maisa katikosh. You solve the first question. Matarsina the urche the tana the frushe bereisha he the solik mina kizana bememalikim. Where it says kolhecha the pasuk ba loy mefarish ba bereisha. So you tell me a rule. You always explain number two first. Because the matarsina when the more assumed that when we answered who the solik minay have a mefarish bereisha that whichever was mentioned second is explained first. That we're saying bedafka. That this is the only way to do it. The lack of competitive milsa, because if it's not true that there's the tana is makbid to explain number two first. He came to the Girsa. If it wasn't true that this is a bedafka the way of the Tana, so we have so many Mishnayos in such a way, it doesn't seem to be just a happenstance. It must be that this is the way of the Tana. So we're asking, we find Mishnayos. It's not like that. So the father is the father can be yarish from his son. The father can be manchel to the son. So a man is yarish his mother. He's not manchel to his mother. The Yerusha does not go from a son to a mother. It goes from a son to the father's side. The father's not alive. It goes to brothers, uncles. Goes to his children. There's no Yerusha that a son goes. A Yerusha from the son to a mother. So that's the scenario where she's mutter to her husband and also to her yavam. So he points in the Mishnah. More than points out, the Mishnah points out that it's a kargalah shekiddush es almana because if he had beer with her, she's a chalala. She's also to the brother who's a kohen hegyet as well. She didn't have beer yet. She just had kedushin, so that was also to do. But she's mutter to the yavam. Tuna shemen levoina parash berakol menachas minchas aseilus of a machmas of a mekeshes. So the various minchas the dava require shemen and levoina. It could be minchas aseilus, which is brought as the offering is brought when it's still not baked, or machmas and mekeshes, which are baked before they're brought as the mincha. Shemel below the vayna is minchas asachim. The menachas which accompany the karbanis, there's no din of the vayna. Tunas agasha shiakas the kain is a mincha bekarav the rabbis maravis. The kain has to approach, take the mincha in a kli and approach the southwest corner. So the south side is the penayamis beach. Because the kevesh is on the south side. So that's the entrance to the Mizbeah. And the west side is the Pnei Hashem because the Heichel is to the west of the Mizbeah. So the southwest, the Tziv, Zoshas and Mintok, Yerba Sabanei Roi, the Pnei Hashem. Somewhere in Darshan Zad, it has to be the Pnei Hashem that's on the west side, and it has to be Lashon HaKrava coming from the I remember the exact Russia, but it's coming from the Pnei Mizbeach. First, maybe the Heino Kerem Drav is Marabis. Tanufa, Kerem Minich Yadot HaKaz Yadot Baalim Umein, if they take the Mincha and they wave it. Tuna HaGosha, Beinu Tuna HaTanufa. What needs a Gosha without Tanufa? Heino Mincha Tzchayte. There's certain things which need tenufa, but not a gasha. So the ashram of the bikurim and the loik shaman of a mitzera, all those need tenufa, not a gasha. Okay. Zot the Gemara. So we're left with, we have a general rule that we always explain number two first. And the exceptions are where the first case, number one, is a long list. So therefore, it's explained first. For the Markasha, so what items are you allowed to have the animal wear on Shabbos and allow him to go out to Rishus Rabbit, and what items may you not do so? And over there it explains number one first, but the Yavsh, it's not a large amount. And then the Mishnah continues and says a gomel can go out with a certain type of rain in its nose. So it goes through number one first, even though the list of number one is not a long list. So your answer that the reason why number one went first is because it's an exception, because it's a long list, doesn't work over there. Someone says, Ella, you know what? Lav dafka. The truth is that which we assume, the fact that the Tana does it in multiple places is because there's a specific pattern that the Tana always uses, is not true. It can go either way. Even the Mefarish Ahuda Pasuk Bereisha, even the Ahuda Solak Mefarish Bereisha. Sometimes it says the explains number one first. Sometimes it explains number two first. So based on that, I see there's more around over here. Okay. So there's no derek one way or the other. So we can't ask the kasha why explain number two first, because that's the way the Tana. Sometimes it does A, sometimes it does B. There's no specific reason for A or B. So therefore, there's no fair question why A or B. Okay. One teretz. Of course, the same boy is same. A second there. Let's see the Ran. Nachla, little Pishnayim. There's a Bukhar who gets Pishnayim, that's called Bukhar Nachla. Vain Bukhar the Kayan. Jaiton Pidyan, he doesn't need Pidyan Aben. Farsh Parakesh Bukhar the Nachla, the Hano Habo Akar Nafol. So if the Sabai Bukhar the Kayan is in a petarech, and has to be the first child which opens up the womb. So if the woman gave birth to a stillborn, or a child was developed enough that considered a child, so that child was the petarechim. So the viable child which is born afterwards is not a petarechim. He's not the first one. He's not the one who opened up the rechim. There's no din of pidyon. But he's the first viable child, so he's the Bechor. For Nachla purposes, he's the Bechor. Another scenario is Reuben never had children yet, but his wife had been married before and had children. So their first child together is not a Petah Rechem. He's not the opening up of the Rechem. She had all the children already. But Yerusha told him the father, it's his first child. It's his Bechor. The opposite, the man has children already, so he already has his before. But this is the way he marries a second wife, and this is her first child, so it's her Petah Rechem. So there's a din opinion of Ben, but there's no din of Bechor L'Nachla. Okay. Mishum the Avshilon, the Farah Shah, the Pasuk Bereishis. The Morris says, okay, that those cases are, there's a long list, and therefore they're said first. Avshin, the Kermish, the name of Reuben, the word Avshin means that there's a lot of lot to talk about them. There's a lot of halachas. Kedaminin, Rosh Hashanah, the more he uses the Lashon, the Avshi brachas, that Rosh Hashanah, the Shemoneh has a lot of brachas. So you see the word Avshi means a lot of. So the more is saying, really, we explain number two first. But why do we explain number one first? Because these cases, if we would explain them seconds, which means you explain, you say A and then B, and then you explain B and then A. So if you go, by the time you go back to A, which means like you're going back to it, it's more freya. Also, the mitzvah, it's going to be confusing. But in general, the rule is, without this exception, number two is explained first. Which is not long, and it's, and number one is explained first. Okay. Zimin the Mefarish. Nearly the Hachi. So now. So Ron says, if there's no badafka reason, there's no badafka reason to be all cases to be different either. So there's no reason why you can't say all the cases in Shas one way or the other. Because if there's no compelling reason one way or the other, so there's no, we don't have to do it. We don't have to make them different. But the Ron nearly.
What do you mean?
If I can do A B B A or A B A B. And either way is okay. So why don't you do all of the cases of Mishnah is A B A B or A B B A? So if either way is okay, so then there's no reason to bedafka do sometimes in one way or the other, sometimes do the other way. The reason that Ran no the Lachim Mishnah Seder, the reason why the Tana changed the Seder throughout the Mishnayos and Shas, Lashmin and the Lekka Kapeda Bebilsa. It's the doctor for this reason to teach me that there's no Akpada. Bechotana the Tani Kedaboy Shabra Dami. So why is that important? Well, Lekka Ba Milsa Mishum Batif Kalash and Ruman. So Mora says, maybe that there's an important, that there's a requirement of a chacham when he says something, he has to choose a smart way of doing it. So I don't, is the smart way of doing it A B B A or is the smart way of doing it A B A B? So maybe if one of them is the smart way of doing it, then I have a key of the dafka to always the dafka to choose that. So if all the Mishnahs and Shas would be one way or the other, I wouldn't know that the other way is acceptable. You say, man, it's better to slav dafka. So then, why not do all the same? Because if I do all the same, we're going to assume that it's bedafka. And if you do it the other way, you're not considered a chacham. That's not true. You have no chiyuv. You can do it either way. Sometimes bedafka does it some ways one way, some ways the other way, to teach me that both of them are considered an intelligent choice of how to do it.
So we say that there are and you say this in Chumash, that if there are two questions I asked, you answer the first one first. That
so that's the union of questions, because you're responding to somebody. But I think that makes the point of the Ran that much more compelling. I need to tell you, but when it comes to the presentation, there's no mile one way or the other. Okay, so that's one teretz. Before you say, I'll give you the second teretz. Yodis, I did ask him, Midrasha, Mefarsh, Lohan, Bereshit. So we have a general rule that something which we have at the beginning of Vomis, the Tana has a certain chavivis to something which comes from the drasha. So when I'm giving the introduction, so the primary place of introduction goes. You start with things we'll call it obvious and explicit, and then we add the drushes afterwards. But when we explain it, there's a certain chavivus to the case of the drasha. The Tana was able to figure out the drasha, and therefore he has a certain chavivus to it. So he wanted to mention, explain it first. So Mor says, okay. But if that's true, so then say Yadis first, and then Kinnim second, and then explain Yadis first. If it's so chavivus to you to explain Yadis first, so mention it first. Litach Adain Bereisha. Start with Yadis first. So Mor says, Mithach Pasach B'Kinnuyin. deraisa. Kinuyin is not a drasha, that's considered explicit in the Torah. That's mentioned first. But the first Yodis also let me drasha. Then it says Yodis, which comes from a drasha. The Gemara says 1 second. We know that the Dorm can be said in any language, and the Kinuyim which we're giving are foreign languages. So that's considered deraisa. That's the basic pasuk. Yadis comes from a drasha. We'll see what the drasha is. But El Lamandamar Loshin Shabbatah Lohem Chachamim Liyos Nederbay. So Michael Amemar. So if you're telling me that the Loshim of the Chachamim developed to address a certain problem, so it's not explicit in the Torah, it's also a element of Chachma on the Chachma's part, so it should also have a Chavivis. We saw a problem, we addressed it, so we came up with this idea, listen to what we came up with. There's a Chavivis to that, so that should go, that should be first. If you say Kinuyim first, you might as well explain them first. What do you not understand? If you hold it's Lashon Shabbat Chachamim, the Chachamim came along and said, you know, if you say Neder, you're going to say Hashem's name, and you might forget to say the Neder part, you said Hashem's name. Levatola, so you know what, use this other language which doesn't have a flow into the words of Hashem, Hashem, and that will address the problem. So it's a Lashon Shabbat Chachamim, Chachamim made up the Lashon. So it's some chaviv. The chavivus is when the chavim have to figure it out themselves. There's a chavivus. So a drasha we have to figure out ourselves. We like that. Some which was a problem, which we figured out a solution. We also like. So why is Yadis explained first more than the kinuyim? Okay. Morris says, you know what? V'lav chaser kama chasarta. Well, I mean. Anyway, we're taking these extra words and putting it into the Mishnah. So you know what? You assume you can't put them into before the first words. You could. So Akhtanami, so they'll put it in first. We tani yadus call the yadus adarm kinadar, mechokinim adarm kinadar. Ve'elohen yadus ha'im lechaber ve'elohen kinuyim kainem kaneach kaines. So we're inserting it somewhere in the Mishnah. We can insert it first. Not like you assume that you can't insert a surmechsara before the first words. You could do so. And then we have no question why he explained Yadus first. Okay. Let's hold it here.